Bob Surratt.
Working 5 to 9
on WGN.
5 to 9, 5 to 9. You can do it.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Friday, April 2nd, 6:37 a.m. It was cold in Chicago. I was working the early morning shift. My name's Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. More than 3 million people live in the city. When they get hungry, we go to work. It's time to check in with the lieutenant who's on the road. Good morning, Lieutenant Haynes. How are you?
Fine. Yeah, it was very nice hearing Dolly Parton, because I'm down in Dolly Parton land.
So. Oh, good. Having a good time? going to Dolly, what is it, Dollywood?
Dollywood? No, I not this time. I went there years ago with the kids, but not this time.
Well, you're not too far, I know, from Nashville, so if you find any fresh goo-goo clusters, please bring them back, okay?
All right, I will.
I know before you left town, you checked out a place on Taylor Street. Haven't been down on Taylor Street in a long time. Some great restaurants there.
Yeah, it's great. It's also it's another neighborhood that, as we get warm here, it's great to walk around. You know, you can still keep social distance, and it's a fun little neighborhood with a bunch of little restaurants and little stores to walk around. And it's near the college, so there's a bunch of kids always around. Well, not this year, but, you know, normally. Mm-hmm.
And this is your appetizer before your main restaurant review. What kind of place did you find?
Well, okay, this place is a place called Kirimu, and it's a little ice cream shop, and it's at 1159 West Taylor. So this is a great place to review when I'm not there, because I couldn't bring anything in for Steve and Joe and... Because the ice cream doesn't travel well
right.
when you're bringing it down with no refrigerator.
Exactly.
Although you can buy pints and put them in your freezer, and I'm told they stay creamy for weeks as long as you let them get a little bit of room temperature. You can get them scoopable, mm-hmm. and it stays nice and creamy. And
this is soft serve. This is soft serve. I love soft serve.
It is. It's soft serve, but it's not like I think Dairy Queen's bad or anything, but it's different from Dairy Queen. It's almost like, it's like a gourmet soft serve, and it's not real sugary. It's not real sweet. They have interesting flavors. Like I had yam, purple yam flavor, and it's a very kind of an understated, really rich, a lot of. Less air and more a creamy flavor. So it was. Let me put it this way. It's a very interesting flavor, and it's really worth trying.
Yeah, it sounds like sounds like they do some fancy stuff with soft serve.
They do. One of the things, and the reason why my son Nate sort of turned me on to this place was that they do. They partner with other local places like Aya Pastry. Where my son works, and they get their desserts, and then they'll put ice cream on them. So, like, I had a Samoa cake sundae with purple yam ice cream on top of it.
Wow.
And, yeah, they also have these Irvin's chips that are, what are they called? Sorry, I'm looking it up while I'm talking to you, but they have these Irvin it's got a little sweet, salty mm-hmm. texture to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so there's some really interesting stuff. They also have this gold flake ice cream. It's, you know, it's got gold flakes on it, so it's very aesthetically pleasing as well as tasty.
So is this just a dessert place?
Yeah, just a dessert place. They do have tea. They have bubble tea, mm-hmm. which I my daughters love, but I can't get my mind around bubble tea. I tried it once; it's too sweet for me.
Yeah,
but they have these little bubbles in there that break as you eat it, so it adds
I know
sugary.
It's popular with the kids.
Yeah, but like I said, a great place to go and get some soft serve and walk around. They right now, obviously, they don't have any sit down inside. They did have some tables outside as the weather warms up, but it's more you order online or you can order in the store, but they prefer you go on their website even while you're waiting in line and order, and you can walk around and look at the neighborhood. So
mm-hmm. Kurimu, K-U-R-I-M-U, Kurimu, 1159 West Taylor. So it's right in the middle of a lot of those great Italian restaurants, isn't it?
Yeah. I think Rosebud was right down there, but I'm not sure if that one remained open now with the pandemic. That was the first one I went to. It was great. And there's also, there's within a couple blocks of Taylor Street, there's great sandwich places. Tofano's is over there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of great little restaurants to go to. Mm-hmm. Parking is difficult, but you can find parking a couple blocks away and walk around.
Yeah, no, it's, by the way, the Rosebud there, 1500 West Taylor, it's listed as temporarily closed. I don't know if they're going to reopen, but yeah, some of those restaurants really struggling there. This would be a great weekend to walk around and give them some business and then hit Kurimu for a little dessert.
Yeah, it's a really nice little place.
Okay, well, let's take a quick break, and then we'll get to your main restaurant review and some restaurant news. And by the way, we should mention that I think it is still officially Chicago Restaurant Week, and you can find out if you go to choosechicago.com, that's the city's tourism agency, choosechicago.com, and you click on Restaurant Week, and you can get the list of all the restaurants, and some are in the suburbs too, that have special deals and special prices for what they call Chicago Restaurant Week, which actually goes for a couple of weeks through Sunday. It's our Friday food feature with Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department, author of the book A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. The lieutenant's on the road in Tennessee this morning. But before you left town, you checked out an interesting place not too far from your police station that you work in, right, Lieutenant?
Yeah, it's Cafe Touche. It's on Beat 1611, and it's at 6731 North Northwest Highway. It's where I went for my birthday dinner.
Oh, yes. I hope you had a happy birthday. Did you enjoy the cake?
I did. I did, yes. It was very good. Thank you very much.
We enjoyed the one you brought in last week, too, the caramel cake. That was that was very dangerous. Cafe Touche, tell us about this.
All right, so Cafe Touche is it was recommended by Joseph Sadowski, who's a listener. Mm-hmm. So I hope he's out there listening today. And his favorite was the jambalaya, which of course is my favorite too. I love New Orleans cooking, Southern cooking, so it was great to go to a place where I get some good jambalaya. But the before I got to that, you have different appetizers. You know, any place that has New Orleans food has French onion soup. And so we had the French onion soup, which was fantastic.
No gumbo? No gumbo?
I didn't have gumbo this time. Because jambalaya and gumbo, you have to kind of choose one or the other, it seems to me.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
But so I had the French onion soup, and we had pâté maison. It's their house pâté. And so it's made out of chicken, liver, moose, and whole grain mustard, which was, love that stuff. But my kids wouldn't eat it, so I got the whole thing to myself. And I had the jambalaya, which was really good. It's got the jumbo shrimp, the chicken, and the andouille sausage, and it's all mixed in like a big stew. It's fantastic, and it was a huge portion, so I got to eat it for lunch the next day too. So and it held up really well for leftovers.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people around here are big fans of Jimmy Banas, the Heaven on Seven menu down here in the Loop, and you can't find that kind of food in a lot of places, especially up northwest, can you?
No, there's not that many restaurants. If anybody's got one, you can send me an email at bcopscott. I love New Orleans food. Jimmy Banos, though, kind of ruined me because he makes the best cornbread that I've ever had, and I can't find it as good anywhere else. So
yeah, and gumbo.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I used to bring it in all the time.
Yeah.
But and my wife also did the chicken limon, which is chicken breasts and capers and peas and white wine, and which was also very, very good.
So this sounds a little bit different than the New Orleans Cajun menu that Heaven on Seven has.
Well, it's a little bit more of what do you call it? It's more Americanized. I mean, there's they have Southern dishes, but they also have some stuff that's, you know, more for the neighborhood and for Chicago. So it's not bad. And the inside, though, is it's a great atmosphere. It's like a New Orleans restaurant when you're inside. Kind of a dark wood bar. It's a beautiful little place. And Edison Park is also another place. It's great to walk around. They have a bunch of restaurants, a bunch of bars. It's sort of like Rush Street was back when we were in our 20s. But it's more high end.
Yeah, Edison Park's another one of those places. I guess because of the pocket of streets there, that many people never pass through the area. It's not like you always have to go through Edison Park to get from point A to point B. You have to sort of make an effort to get in that area. And you're right, there's some great neighborhood restaurants there in Edison Park. Neighborhood right. joints.
Right, and you're right. It's not off any of the main streets. You know, if you're on Toohey, you're going to pass by two blocks away without ever seeing it. Same thing with Devon. The expressway doesn't go real close to it, so it's an area you have to go to and you have to look for. But it's a really nice little area.
And Cafe Touche is 6731 Northwest Highway. Thanks to Joseph Sadowski for suggesting that. And let's remind everyone, if you have a restaurant recommendation, you can email it to the lieutenant. The address is beatcopsguide@gmail.com. beatcopsguide@gmail.com. We'll get to the news here at 7 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. First, we have some restaurant news. And, you know, Lieutenant, I see on your list of things to talk about today, Parsons. People are really excited about this place, aren't they?
Yeah, well, you know, it's amazing that they were able to open. They were just getting the place together when the pandemic hit. Work on it sort of stopped. They lost a lot of their funding, and they went ahead and did all the woodwork and the tables and the tiling all themselves. They built all the furniture in there themselves, and they were able to get it open. It just opened up, I think, yesterday at 4 o'clock.
Right.
And so it's at, where is it at?
Sounds
2109.
Chicago Avenue,
2109
right?
West Chicago.
Yeah, 2109 West Chicago Avenue in Ukrainian Village, Parsons Chicken and Fish. You know, I haven't sampled their food, but people rave about the menu there.
Yeah, they have fried chicken and Negroni slushies, which I would have wished they would have had stuff like that back in my drinking days. But
What kind of slushy? What?
Negroni slushies. Alcoholic slurpees. That's what we need in this world.
Yeah, don't get behind the wheel after one of those, or the lieutenant will arrest you.
Right. Well, yeah. Robert McAdams, who's the co-owner, did in the story that they had in the Black Club Chicago. They said that they had to do all the furnishings like by hand. You know, he built all the tables and they did all the tiling. It's interesting, and it's in the old Rookery restaurant. So they took all the dark wood. I don't know if you've ever been inside the Rookery. It was kind of a dark woody place, and now it's light and bright, and they got a mural painted on the wall, and their fried chicken is supposed to be fantastic. I have not gone there, but I will in the next few weeks when I get home.
Yeah, me too. And
I love good fried chicken.
There are a couple of openings to report too this week.
So the Treehouse Restaurant is opening at 149 West Kinsey, and that's going to be that also opened yesterday, I believe, and it's a nice Italian restaurant. They're going to focus on stuff like it's in the old Crow Smokehouse, and it's owned by the same people, but it's going to be a family-friendly restaurant with like vodka sauce, what do you call it? Rigatoni with vodka sauce, which is Rosebud makes really good stuff, really good rigatoni with vodka sauce. So hopefully this is as good. Plus, Detroit style pizzas, which I don't know what the Detroit style pizza is. I know New York, I know Chicago. Does Detroit have their own style of pizza?
Yeah,
I don't know what that is.
It's very big now. It's a thin pizza, and they cut it in squares. Is it? I can't remember.
I was under the impression it was like a fried deep dish style. So
no.
like a
no uh-uh
Like a calzone? No.
No, it isn't. No, no. Wait, I'll give
like
you more.
Like Jets pizza. Have you ever had Jets? That, like, medium-style Jets?
Yes.
That's Detroit style.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Well, we're going to have to do a field trip. Let's do a field trip out there and find out what Detroit style pizza is.
Let's see. Okay, so wait. Treehouse is 149 West Kinzie. And then one more opening to report, the June Bug Cafe, 851 North Ashland. What's that place?
Well, that's another place that has beignets, gumbo, a little New Orleans flavor in Westtown, and they have another one. I know that I can't remember which one closed. There was one in Wicker Park. I'm pretty sure the one in Wicker Park is the one that closed, and they moved it here. I have not tried their gumbo here, but their beignets are fantastic.
I love beignets.
Yeah, a little New Orleans style food, and it looks beautiful. It's pink and red and a splash of color there. So the one in Portage Park is still open. The one they closed, the one in Wicker Park. So, and that's at 851 North Ashland.
Detroit
needs a little color over there.
Detroit style pizza is a rectangular pizza with a thick crust that is crispy and chewy. It is traditionally topped with tomato sauce and Wisconsin brick cheese that goes all the way to the edges. So says Wikipedia.
All right, you know what? I think of that as, I always call that bakery pizza. I don't know why. I think I just did that since I was a kid, but yeah, I always think of that as bakery pizza because it's the kind you get when you go to the bakery.
Yeah, exactly. And some of those places, like on West Grand, you can get that. All right, Lieutenant, I think we've made everybody hungry, and we hope you have a pleasant road trip. And
can I draw back to one of the things you guys were talking about earlier? Just
sure.
To annoy everybody on their way out the door?
Yeah.
I think it's perfectly fine if you want to have ketchup on your hot dog.
Lieutenant, you turn yourself in. I'm going to make a citizen's arrest.
If you like it, put it on there. Hot dog is freedom.
It's a good thing you wear a badge. You'd be in big trouble. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Hey, let's be careful out here.